That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
Hello there, community. Bittersweet weekend for many Supercoach and Dream Teamers out there. Peter Higo Higginbotham, how are you, sir?
Not very well, thank you, Jock.
And Crouching One, you're looking well.
I'm bloody scared. Yes. It's very windy and the top about to blow off. The top is flapping in the bungalow.
It's held in all year and it will bloody hold on for this episode.
Why all these premium player in bungalow, Mr. Jock?
We'll get to that. I've got all of the premium players who have let us down this weekend out the back as well. But
Jock, the sentiment of the song, Jock, obviously, we are nearing the end.
Tinge of sadness, mate.
Only miss your super coach when it's gone.
Yeah, that's right, and it's just like Norella, you know, I didn't miss her till she was bloody gone as well.
You let her go, Jock.
Yeah, you have
you
to
let her
let
go.
And we have to sometimes let go of our supercoach aspirations when things don't work out.
Okay, I want you to talk to this man in bungalow.
Yeah, come on.
You go out by yourself, okay?
Here we go.
I'm scared I bloody fly kick there.
All right, come on, be back soon, gents. All right, gentlemen, sit down, please. Hey, Gary Ablett. Mate, you've been good for so long for all of us. 97 points, mate. What's your story? Yeah. But 97 points? Semi-finals. People are losing their positions in leagues. That's it, mate. Show's bloody over. And you give them 97 points as a bloody captain! As a bloody captain! Dustin Martin. You got a bloody bath from an Irish bastard who's been here for 3 years. And people, semi-finals, you give him 25 bloody points. After all the community's done for you, mate, Choco Williams turns over in his bloody grave! Pierce Hanley! You do a little abductor, and you take yourself off on a semi-bloody final! Heath Shaw, one touch in the first half. Bullshit! Dyson Heppel. Just like bloody Hanley, mate. You get a little ankle and you're off on the bench for 39 Supercoach bloody points. You know, people bust their arse for you blokes. Do you know how many people in this community put so much time into making sure they have teams which are robust in semi-finals? Hell of a lot of time. We put a hell of a lot of time into you. You know, Hamish bloody Hartlett, you stand up. Coxie, Dean Cox, stand up yourself. Semi-finals, there's a bloody preliminary final next week and you blokes go and knock blokes' heads off. You're going to be rubbed out for 2 weeks. You reckon that's bloody funny? It's bloody preliminary finals next week. You know, Aaron bloody Sandylands, stand up. Just bend down a bit, good. Mate, you're 8 foot tall. You got concussed. You've been whacked on the scone. How does anyone ever bloody get up that high? You've let me down. You all bloody have. Have a good hard bloody look at yourself. Come out in preliminary bloody final weekend and you just bloody give us something. On behalf of all those poor bastards out there who've lost their bloody semi-finals. I hope you're all bloody happy with yourself. Hope you're all bloody happy with yourself.
Outstanding, Jock. Would not be surprised at all for you to be coaching both Melbourne and Brisbane next year, Jock.
Oh, look, I'll try my very best to help whoever needs help. That's the way of the community.
You should be the first dual team position coach, a man of the people, the people, brilliant mind.
Well, Koshy gets on his, you know, Skypes, and he does the Port Adelaide gig, so if I can help with, I'll get on the Skypes and the get on the wireless, that's fine. I'll help wherever I can.
But, yes, serious concerns. Hamish Hartlett will, of course, go.
Will he get two? I think he'll get two.
Minimum points. Two. Yeah. Dyson Heppel, ankle looks suspect. He will not play. Pierce Hanley, adductor muscle, 2-3. Dean Cox could be a season over. These are four serious players, all priced at the 400 plus range, that could decimate our final teams, Jock. We need cover.
Well, let's have a look. So three of these blokes, we've got Hartlett, Heppel, Hanley. Probably unlikely to be there next week. So people in the mighty preliminary finals of people's round. It's the people's finals of prelims, isn't it? Hartlett, Heppel, Hanley, defenders. What are the options out there?
I say, oh, bloody yeah. You not listen me.
We always listen to you, Crouch.
Welcome, Mr. Jock. Callie bloody Enright.
Hey?
Callie bloody Enright.
Who?
Callie bloody Enright.
Corey Enright, yeah.
He gun.
Hasn't he been consistent this season?
You pick him up, please. Yeah. He very consistent.
Yeah.
Price for 8-8. He make good pick. Geelong have tough game. He love tough game.
I reckon he's my...
He have big ball.
He's my number one selection. I suppose we talk about courses for horses, Crouch and Hig. Now, if I'm in a team and I'm pretty confident that I've got the wood on my opponents in the preliminary finals and I want a conservative selection. I just want a consistent, solid person who will deliver me points. Doesn't have to be through the roof, but he will give me a reliable output. Corey Enright would be my man. But look, let's go from another. Some people out there have made the prelims off the smell of an oily bloody rag, and they might just need a selection who might just come out of the woodwork. So
Jock.
Would you go into it with a different view for that sort of situation?
I tend to agree with your mad ramblings, mate. Corey Enright,
thank you, Hig, yeah.
Will not score big.
But he's reliable as buggery, Hig.
And a much cheaper option. Grant Birchall, Jock.
Gee.
106 first game back at 422, he will be an excellent point of difference.
Isn't it amazing how these players can just slip back into a team and produce quality output from day dot? Look, he'll be fresh. 26 possessions, 10 contested, 85% disposal efficiency from Grant Birchall. Look, 422 grand, so he will fit the budget if you're trying to go sideways, one of those boys. But what about the run home? How's his run home looking?
North and Sydney, Jock.
Yeah, I suppose.
Not ideal.
Yeah.
Not ideal. Talk to me, the corpse, Charlie Dixon.
Well, look, I said before, Enright would be a good selection if you're confident and you're standing in your league and you think you've got the wood. Now, Dixon's one from the side who, if I thought, look, I need a point of difference, I need an edge, I need a high-risk, high-reward player, I'd have a look at Dixon. You might look at me, Hig, and he's scored 72 and 81 in his last two games. But
I think this bloody good pick.
Okay.
You say good. Me,
yes.
Who he had last two games.
Yes.
Charlie Dickens' son has St Kilda and GWA. Both game,
yes.
Charlie Dickinson can pick big time point.
Well, with St Kilda next week, Ben McAvoy was a pile of crap this weekend. He got subbed off just for being ordinary. And Charlie Dixon,
I know they've
got the Gorings boy, but with McAvoy in the
forward end. I know this, Mr. Jock.
Yes.
Ben McAvoy gets subbed out because he have poo in pants.
He got a stool in his underpants.
Yes, welcome.
McAvoy could be a chance of getting ousted next week. They've got Gorringe in there, who could be the number one ruck for St Kilda. Now, that performance that McAvoy put out, I'd say he could be injury affected. So
you say me Gorringe number one ruck St Kilda?
No, I mean... Oh,
you've been drinking can again.
I'm stressed. End of season. No, there's teams who have their nuts on the line this week, and I'm stressed. No, I meant Tommy Hickey, of course, from St Kilda.
Ah.
But what I'm saying, at the Gold Coast, Daniel Gorringe has, you know, been taking the ruck load. Daniel Gorringe and Charlie Dixon tag team, and McAvoy, if he plays, he'll be like a wounded animal. Charlie Dixon could go large next week. Risky pick again. If I'm confident of more standing in the league, I'd prefer you go your Corey Enright, or, you know, who else can we look at?
Okay, I say you this. Richmond get kick in trouser. Carlton scum beat them this weekend.
Yeah.
I fight many men outside the G. Many Carlton asshole come up me, I kick ass. One Tiger get kick in ass. Brandon Ellis.
Mm.
59 point. You listen me good. Richmond have GWA net week. He price 411 net week. You have Backman asshole who not play. You pick Blandon. He kick ass. Welcome.
Jock, that's Wayno's ringtone, mate.
G'day, Wayno. How are you, mate?
Quap.
Yes.
Quap.
You spell this quap. I not understand this word. What you say me, quap? It sound like funny duck.
C-W-R-A-P, quap.
Quap. What this mean, Mr.
Look,
Jock?
Look, he's saying crap, which is another word for poo. The stuff that comes out of your bum crap.
Oh,
so he's saying he must have had a bad... Am I right? You've had a bad weekend, Wayno?
He have diarrhea. Many bloody quap.
Bloody shocker, fellas. Absolute bloody shocker. He sure crap. Hebble crap. Rough head, the bloody rough nut crap. Mate. Piece off Henry crap. JJ Kennedy crap. Dustin Martin, the crappest of all crap.
Yeah. You see Dustin Martin new tattoo?
What do you mean you got a new tattoo?
He have fully sick bloody skull on hand with money come out. He hungry for money. You sign that Tigerland.
Bitch, be calm, Crouch.
I've
seen that one, but that's probably his problem because he got that new tattoo. His head's sore, he can't play bloody football. He was crap.
Well, I think a lot of our premiums' bloody palms will be sore after the business they served up over the weekend. Some of these premiums, if they had have spent the weekend giving us supercase points rather than polishing their knobs, would be in a lot better position than we are now.
Jock, unfamiliar with polishing knob. What does this have to do with a supercoach, mate?
You know, feed the chooks. I'll tell you after.
Only allowed two chickens in my municipality, Jock.
It has been bittersweet.
This
there are some of... Hang on.
Masturbate.
Yes, correct.
Penis.
Right,
okay. And hard to make orgasmic.
Right, correct. Now, look, wait.
When you get all that, you understand
it's
this
enough.
Very filthy.
We're getting filthy. Hey, boys, we're all very somber.
Yeah, well, hang on, fellas. Me and my mate Dono feed the chooks all the time. He puts chooks out the back of his paddock. We go feed the chooks, buddy, breakfast, lunch and dinner every day.
Let's get on target. Hey, boys, we're all very somber. We've had bad weekends. There are some people who won themselves into a preliminary final this weekend. Let's just say congratulations to all of the community out there who will be playing a preliminary final this weekend. You've done very well. We're very proud of you. Should we just focus on a couple of positives or should we just continue to wallow in our own filth?
Hey, you play a soggy biscuit.
I've got bloody had enough of this game, fellas. I'm very glad. And there's no hot tip. No hot tip. No one deserves to have a bloody hot tip because I'm so angry. Fair dinkum, that Brody Grundy. Did anyone see his head?
Oh, Brody Grundy, son. Brody Grundy, son. He come my gym. He good boy.
He
good boy.
He looks like an absolute bloody goose with his haircut. Because I said a few things about his haircut. He looks like an absolute goose. And this Matt Smith goes, what, the haircut indicates that? And yes, it bloody does indicate that. If you're running around with a stupid haircut like that, fellas, you're bloody goose and...
I tend to agree, Wayne, but look, there's no denying that Brody Grundy will be a supercoach star of the future. That kid can play the game and Collingwood will be very happy they picked him up, wouldn't they, Crouch?
Ah, welcome. You remember bloody Pendlebury used to run around with stupid shit hair?
Yes.
He gone.
Agreed.
Brody Grundy, he come my gym.
In all,
black belt karate.
Yeah.
He good man. I soon cut hair downstairs, hair upstairs.
Yeah.
He come good your team next year. Welcome.
And we carry on like pork chops, Brody. I know you're probably listening, mate. We wish you all the very best. We do carry on like pork chops, but we think you're a wonderful young footballer, son. Look, we know you're going through a hard time this week. We really appreciate you being man enough to have a chat to the community, Wayne. Thank you very much, son.
No worries, fellas. It's bloody crap. This is crap. I'm not happy. I might speak to you next week. You never know. I might need to go on a holiday or something. Don't know.
All right, mate.
See you, fellas.
A little bit concerned re Wayno's state of mind,
no, he'll be,
Jock.
No, he'll
as
be okay.
His uncle, I demand you go around to ensure he is okay.
Of course I will, son. Of course I will.
And no alcoholic beverages. He is 16, Jock.
Let's just go through the list of players who let us down. I'll back him. I told them all to piss off out the back so they're gone. Have a listen to this.
Gary Ablett, 97. Trent Cochin, 62. Dustin Martin, 25. Heath Shaw, 37. Ryan O'Keefe, 52. Daniel Hanbury, 53. Kieran Jack, 83. Ben McAvoy, 19.
19 with a poo in his underpants.
Big poo in the trouser.
Would have stunk too.
Yes, yeah. It was the size of a baby's arm.
Did any fall down his leg?
Jared Roughhead, 60. Trent McKenzie, 55. Harry Taylor, 46. And Sandy Lands.
Sandy Lands, Jesus, gentlemen.
20. Yeah.
578. Scotty D. Thompson didn't even bother turning up for North Melbourne. What's his name? Griffin. All season, what have I been saying? Don't pick him, he'll let you down. Then I can see. Then he comes out and scores 80 in the semi-final. What a bloody weekend of rubbish.
Agreed,
John. So where are we getting again? Where are we going?
Let's celebrate some of those performers.
Gentlemen, have I mentioned that we have one hell of an interview coming up
in this show? Play this
shit. Travis Boak, 172 this weekend. Wasn't that fantastic? Yeah, well, play the interview,
play
mate.
The bloody, I'm just having, we're just I'm talking enjoy, shit here.
I'm
no
enjoying this conversation. You know, Harley Bunnell, last 3 weeks, 123, 122, 137. Hey! That's pretty good.
Ivan Marek, 118.
Yeah.
John Selwood, 144.
If you want someone in the trenches, it's going to be Joel Selwood, isn't it? We're crapping on like nobody's business.
Agreed.
Do you want to have a listen to the interview with Mick the Mad Irishman?
Oh, yes, Joel.
Let's go. We are here with one of the community kingpins here, a great man. He's right up in the thick of things in terms of the Super Coach overall this season, Mick the Mad Irishman. Mickey, how are you, son?
Yeah, not too bad, Jockey. Thanks for having me.
Mate, it's a great pleasure to have you on. You have provided some great service to the community for the whole season, and they love you for it. You've been very successful this year in Supercoach. Do you want to just explain to the community how you've gone this year and how you've just emerged on the scene? Where are you at the moment in Supercoach?
Yeah, 11th. I've gone back a few places over the last couple of weeks, had a couple of shockers. More decision-making from my end than my actual team.
Yeah.
Still hanging around. Probably a little bit too far behind now to actually take out top prize, but we'll give it a crack anyway.
Let's not be humble, Mickey. You're in there with a big shot and the whole community's behind you. Now, on that decision-making, Mick, you bought in Sandylands last week. Big call. How did that come to fruition?
All right. Well, in front of me here, Sandylands from last season. From rounds 12 to 20, Sandylands went missing. He was out with turf toe or something along those lines.
Yes.
He came back round 21. Knocked out 117 points.
Yes.
Very good. Round 22, 154 points. Very, very good.
Yeah.
And round 23, final round of the season, 163. I was getting excited.
He didn't perform for you last week. Can you see him coming home from here on in?
No, I've given up on him now.
Mate, that's not the spirit. You're in this up to your armpits. You're just in 11th. How far are you behind Mick?
Yeah, 208 points now.
You're one of the elite and super coach in the game we know and love. Let's go back to the beginning of the season when you were putting together that wonderful team of yours. How did you go about selecting your initial team this year? Do you go a full guns rookies with just a few mid-prices? Do you generally go with any hard and fast rules re the way you select your team?
No, not really, to be honest with you, Jock. Not really. Look, it's quite flexible. I think everyone has to be flexible when they're picking their team. Obviously, lots of different ways to do it. But you look at it and you analyse it player by player. So I tend to start at the top and work my way down and pick up the guys that I really want. The guys that, like the Ablett, the Pendlery, and the Dangerfield in my midfield, they were locked in from the start. They were the first three I picked. And then you start working down the way. Obviously, you want to pick as many premiums as you can, and then you realise you've spent too much money, and then you have to start knocking off the ones that you think aren't going to perform as good as the others.
I'll tell you what, Mick, the people that come into a season with very rigid views re the way they want to go about their season. So, for instance, let's say I come into a season and say, no, I'm just going purely guns and rookies. There is no such thing as one set of rules which you can apply to each and every season in this wonderful game of ours.
No, absolutely not. You've got to be as flexible as you can. You've got to look for players, even the mid-pricers, the right one comes along, you've got to pick them. And that can obviously be very difficult to figure out. But I'll use Dan Hannebery as an example. I picked him up at the start of the year on the back of his final series last year and his superb pre-season.
Yeah.
And he was one that didn't let me down. He was averaging, I think, 80 last season. And then I went with a good feeling that he'd get his game up to maybe 100 average a year. And I used him early on in the season. So I picked up a player at cost for an 80 average, and I picked him up and he's averaged 100, which is a 20 point win. Yes. On the money I've spent on him. Yes. And then obviously 100 points as a midfielder is probably not good enough, and I've moved him on as the year's gone on. I think I got him rid of him around the bye time.
Yeah.
And I upgraded him to someone that's going to be banging out 110.
Hannebery probably could be considered a relative point of difference, especially at the beginning of the season, mate. Did you go in with any other points of difference, or, you know, those players that not many of us would have bought in?
Yeah, probably Travis Boak as well would have been a bit of a POD.
No, he was, mate. Yeah, he was.
Yeah, not too many people picked him up. And again, he was quite similar. Last year he averaged 91. And again, I went with him on the basis that a new coach, he just committed to Port for, I think, 4 years with a new contract. He's their captain. And he wanted to lead that club. And yeah, lead he did, and very well this year.
Another question for you, Mickey. In one of your sensational articles, which have just taken the Fantasy Footy World by storm, you have a bit of a rule re key forwards and selecting key forwards in Supercoach.
That's pretty true, Jock. I tend to stay away from the key position forwards or key position players in general, really. They tend to be inconsistent, and even though they could bang out a 120, a 130 one week, then it'll be followed up by a 70 or even a 60 the week after.
Yes.
And even though their average might hit the 90 or 100 mark, what you're doing by picking them up at the start of the year, you're picking them up at full price.
Yes.
And obviously, just takes one terrible score to go through your three-week rolling average, and halfway through the year, they're guaranteed to get them at about 100,000 less.
Yes.
And even then, I tend not to go near them. It's just it's the inconsistency factor. If you look, probably Josh Kennedy is probably being the most consistent of all the key positions forwards this year. He's only had a few bad scores, and he's averaging around a ton. Actually, absolutely, picked him up at the start of the year, even though he was a key position player. But the reason I went for him at the start of the year is because he was clearly underpriced. I think he was around 300,000 going into the
cheap.
Yeah, I think you had to pick up Josh Kennedy at the start of the year. So again, you've got to be flexible with your rules, and that's one good example of where I've used it. He's up clearly cheaper than what he is. He's probably priced average maybe 70, and he's come in. He's probably better than I expected this year. I thought maybe he could get 85 to 90, and he's actually come in at a ton. Again, I picked him up at the start of the year, but then I'd always planned to move him on, and I got rid of him around the bye time again. Probably got rid of him too soon. He could have actually been kept and maybe even moved to the bench when I got a full forward line and used as a loophole towards the end of the year. So that was a mistake I probably made around 12. But again, you've got to be flexible and got to stick with your guns and run with what you had in your head. And I thought Kennedy might drop off. He hasn't really.
Well, speaking of what you had in your head, I must put my hand up, Sean, because, yes, I am the father of fantasy, but I do actually make the occasional mistake, and I didn't see Joshy Kennedy as a valid selection. I thought that he was pulling too many people in. He proved me wrong, mate. I put my hand up, but the people that went with him because of their own research, their own instincts, and they backed themselves in. Isn't that an important thing? You can't reach the pointy end in this great game by just going off the back of other people's advice. You have to form your own opinions, don't you, Mickey?
Absolutely, Jock, absolutely. For years, Jockey, I've been listening to you and running with your advice, and it's been superb and whatever else, but at the end of the day, you got to make the decision of picking a player, putting them on the field, making them captain. That has to come from you.
Correct.
And there's no better way of doing it than doing your own research to back it up. Yeah, Kennedy came in at the start of the year. Again, as I said, I thought he was only going to average 85 to maybe 90 if I was lucky. So got a little bit of luck on that regard, and he's gone up to 100. And again, gave me a good position from the start of the year of picking up points that I necessarily didn't think I was going to get. So that was a win.
Yeah, well, you'd come across from Dublin having won the Gaelic football, fantasy football for 3 years running. We recruited you to bring you over here, mate. You were very eager to learn, if I recall. You wanted to listen to everything I said. But look, there came a time, mate, where your wings had developed and I needed to throw you out of the nest. Now, at the time you said that's harsh, you know, I told you to make your own decisions, but in the end, it's just becoming your own fantasy footballer that allowed you to reach the heights you've reached, mate.
Once again, Jock, you were 100% correct. I was a little bit afraid. I didn't think that my wings were strong enough to fly, but you gave me a push, and lo and behold, yeah, the wings took hold, and I'm flying. I'm soaring now.
You're soaring, Owen. I'm very proud. He goes proud. Crouching's proud. We're all very proud of you, mate. Look, you were a young supercoacher, you know, bright-eyed and bushy-tails across from the Emerald Isle. There are some young supercoaches out there just drinking up your advice here. If you could give a supercoacher out there just wanting to dominate supercoach in 2014 with some of your best advice, you wanted to sit him down, you wanted to tell him what would you tell a young supercoacher looking to dominate next season?
Well, initial team is where it's all at. If you don't have the initial team, good luck to you. I suppose the way you could put that is you can't win the 50K in the first round, but you certainly can lose it. So yes, going in with the right team is the way to go, and take every player on its merit. So start at the top, as like I like to do, and just work my way down. So even Gary Ablett, everyone just goes going to throw him in, but just don't even assume Gary Ablett is a goal. Back it in, look at your research. If you think he is the goal, then obviously go with it. A little tip probably for next year, I'm guessing if Nick Natanui has a full pre-season, he is my number one pick player for next year. So he'll definitely be slotted in on the basis he has the full pre-season. This guy is going to be a 130 average player easy.
Mate, I pray to myself of an evening that groin issue is overcome, because I want to see a man who has the potential to become one of the greatest fantasy footballers we've ever seen hit the track with 100% full fitness. Now, mate, looking towards your next year's team, have you started thinking about the sort of selections you maybe will or won't make next year?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you always have to have one eye on the future. Obviously, concentrating on my current team at the moment, with one trade left now going into the last three games, I'm looking just to get every edge I can.
Yes.
Looking to next year, definitely I've had my eye on a few players, and even looking at the players that are underperforming this year and then might come in at a little bit of a discount price for next year. A certain Mark Murphy would probably be one of them. Even Cruiser, who's only currently averaging 99, he'll be a little cheaper starting the next year. And again, if Maltese runs with a one ruck system next year and Cruiser's the man, then I expect him to maybe average close to 115, 120 for the year. So going in averaging 100, he might be a good pickup at the start of the year. Hamish McIntosh from Geelong mightn't get a game this year, or actually won't get a game this year, so he could come in and very discounted next year. And all these guys seem to be in the ruck, but yeah, definitely a few out there that underperforming this year, perhaps, or even just stepping out this year, putting their hand up for a breakout contender for next year. Probably a few GWS boys. So I mentioned Cameron earlier on, tend not to pick key position players, but this guy seems to be able to score five goals at will every week.
Yeah.
It might depend again on who GWS bring in, or if Patton and Cameron are in the same team, you might have to look at that, or even if there's a certain Buddy Franklin there.
Yes.
That might upset everything. But again, you've got to take every player in its merits, and I think the pre-season time is the time to have a look at each and every one of them and before you slot them in and make your mind up.
It has been a great pleasure to speak with you, mate. All year, your service to the community has been fantastic. This community is right behind you. I think you're every chance of taking the 50 grand home this year. And I know you're going to buy a boat and we'll go out fishing for some snapper. All the very best, mate. It has been a great pleasure speaking to you, and we wish you all the very best, son.
Yeah, thanks very much, Jock. And as I promised, if I do take it out, we'll give that bungalow a lick of paint.
Beautiful. We've got to fix that bloody tarp as well.
It's really run down over there, Jock. And last time I was over for a few beers as well, a leak in the roof too. So we might touch that up too.
Well, I'm still repairing the bloody sink. There's some of your bloody gastric acids have burnt a bloody hole in the sink, son.
I don't remember. I don't know what you're talking about, Jock. Very unlike the mad Irishman to get sick in anyone's sink.
Oh, you're a mad bastard, but we love you, Mickey. Thank you very much, mate, and all the very best.
And tell Crouch and I'm going to fight him.
Edging, what are you doing, Shan? What are you getting your top off? What are you doing with your phone, mate?
I get ready for fight. I hiring taxi. I start to put oil on body. I going to kick that mad bastard asshole.
Easy, Crouch. Go easy, son. Crouch, here you go.
Taxi.
Jock, level heads prevail. Crouching, sit down and fulfill your community commitments.
Okay, welcome.
Important, Jock, that we discuss the state of play in the Jock Reynolds Premier League.
Oh, yeah, huge results.
The Saggers won. Sticky Fingers also. So we have a situation here, Jock.
Yeah, look, next weekend we'll have Mick the Mad Irishman playing Sticky Fingers, who finished seventh.
I like Stinky Fingers.
No, Sticky Fingers, not Mel Meningers.
Oh, welcome.
You're going down the Mel Meningers path, aren't you? And Saggers Supremes will play off against TBC. Jarhead's got bundled out in straight sets. Commiserations, because he played very well all season, but just stumbled at the final hurdle. Higo, you're holding out on us, mate. You've got some big news, haven't you, son?
Oh, yes, Jock. Up into the prelim in Divi 1.
Well done.
Portsea FC, watch out.
Here go.
I am going to open up a can of whoop ass.
Here you go. That's fantastic. Here goes in the prelim for Divi 1. Every cloud has its silver lining, doesn't it? Some of us have gotten through. Some of us have been bundled out. However, this part of the season is treating you. We hope you're enjoying your fantasy football. You've got your chin up high. Higo, always a pleasure.
Agreed, Jock.
Good luck in prelim final week.
Thank you, Jock.
Crouching, thanks for staying and being disciplined and not running off, getting into any fights, mate.
Welcome.
Righto, community. Have a wonderful preliminary final weekend. A little bit of mixed news here. Mick the Mad Irishman hasn't had a great week and he will have slipped down the rankings slightly, so expect him to come in a little bit lower than 11th, but Johnny Bruin, who we interviewed last week, coach of the Dimmerwits, has come out with a very solid 2,270-odd, which is huge in a big week. I reckon that could put him further in front in number one. Go, Johnny. Good on you, Mickey. Hit the line hard. We're proud of both of you, lads.